This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozell for Sunday, October 8th, 2017. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about, as long as it's your health and we can kind of put a different spin on it, meaning that, you know, the drugs and everything else that you tried haven't worked. Well, give me a call, 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's see what's on your mind today. We've got a whole lot of things to go over with you, but, you know, what's more important is really what's bugging you and the things that we need to cover. I want to thank all of you who took the time to come out and visit our center the last Wednesday evening, Rozell Center for Healing in Fairfax. I had the privilege of speaking with you. And as you know, my format is kind of laid back and go through the weeds with you, so to speak, to try to talk to you about things that you probably didn't consider before. And, you know, we got into it a little bit on GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. And I think you came away with an understanding that it's not just as simple as, here, take this drug and call me in the morning. There's a couple different classes of drugs when it comes to GERD and, you know, protein pump inhibitors. They shut down the acid, and there's an anti-inflammatory drug. They're called H2 inhibitors. That means that they suppress inflammation. And we talked about that. And the thing that you really need to know is that GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, has often and most of the time nothing to do with acid. So I'm kind of doing a respin on what we talked about the other night. So understand that it's fixable. Understand there's a neurogenic piece. Understand that there's a biochemical piece. Understand that, you know, we are the end products sometimes of our environment, the foods that we choose to put in our body, and how we affect things. And often the medications that we're taking make things a whole lot worse. So having said that, thank you for coming by. It was great to meet a lot of you. And, you know, we're going to try to do some more of that as time goes on. I really enjoy kind of rolling up my sleeves and getting down and making it real simple for everybody. And that's what, you know, that's what I try to do. Yeah, we put up PowerPoints and we give you a lot of data and information. But the whole idea is to get you to understand that you are in control. And years ago, it's probably about 5 years ago, 4 years ago now, when my book was released, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program, I wrote that specifically because I wanted you to have all the data, the information that you possibly could use to help yourself to understand the intimacies, the web, if you will, that the body weaves. And it has to be coordinated. It has to be one that is in tandem, one piece to the other. And by the way, if you don't have a copy of that, get it. Go online and pick it up, or call the office at 703-698-7117, or go to our website at rozellcare.com and pick up a copy. It's an easy read. You should have this. It's something that is important. By the way, next year, 2018, I'm going to surprise you with another book. Yep, that's right. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but there's another one coming. It most certainly is. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. We're going to talk about an interesting symptom. And the reason I'm going to talk about this symptom is because I've had several people ask me about advertising that all of you have heard, and they say, what's the real skinny on this thing? And what am I talking about? I'm talking about neuropathic pain, neuropathy. And, you know, there's this big buzz out there that it can be turned around and helped by low-energy light laser, generally class 3 and 4 lasers, and they're very specific, and you have to know exactly what these are. And do they work? Often, yes. We've used them for many, many years now. We have 6 lasers in the office, and we use them. But here's the deal, and what I want you to know about neuropathic pain, peripheral neuropathy. There are many causes of neuropathic pain, and it can be anything from drug-induced, it can be biochemical-induced, it can be because of your lifestyle causing diabetes and the subsequent pain. And you see all the advertising on television, they're telling you to take this medication, that medication, so it dumbs down and numbs out the process. Well, the thing that is that you have to understand that with neuropathic disease or dysfunction, your nerves, the long nerves, we call them the peripheral nerves, it's just not pain. It can be anything from loss of sensation. It can be that there's a tremor. You know, the body isn't reacting properly. We can see, the initiation of a problem due to the treatment of other conditions or the interaction of certain types of medications and drugs. So here's the deal. And I'm going to start out by saying, because it was asked multiple times, can low energy light laser help in reversing the symptom processes of neuropathic pain? And the short answer is yes, it can. But the flip side is still answering the question, why is that neuropathic pain present to begin with? And will it return and come back again? And the short answer is it works, but it can come back again. And it's still one of those things. If you don't do something to stop what initiated it to begin with, you got a problem potentially forever. And then there's a limiting place. It's not going to work anymore. So when you look at lasers, and again, we've been using lasers for probably the last 17 years. They have very, very specific application. There's certain power settings with these things. There are different frequencies. There's carrier beams. And this whole process was started by a doctor out in the Midwest. And his name, if I remember properly, brain's not working. Oh, Dr. Phil Harrington. And Dr. Harrington is a chiropractor. And he was, background was that he was actually a physics teacher. And so he used a combination of these things to create a therapy that worked very well. And then he set up a multi-level marketing piece, a franchise, if you will, to get doctors, a lot of them chiropractors to begin with, to use his process. He uses something called a K-laser. And there are K-lasers. In our office, we use Erconia lasers, ERCH. Is how you spell Erconia, E-R-C-H-O-N-N-I-A. You can look it up. Go to Erconia.com. And they're very, very, they're not cutting lasers. You know, there are lasers that you can use to debride and cut and cauterize and so forth. But lasers are classified according to their power, the amount of push that they have and how they're used in clinical settings. And you class 3 and class 4 lasers, they're similar, but they're different. And you can do as much with a low powered laser as you can with a high powered laser. You just have to make sure that the time frames are modified. So the most significant use, with clinical lasers, depends on the depth of penetration. And there's a lot of argument that goes on. How deep do we want these lasers to penetrate? And with, red lasers, there's purple light lasers, there's red light lasers, there's basically those are the carrier beams and they do certain things. People are saying that, the red laser only goes in about an eighth of an inch, and that's not adequate enough. The truth of it is that it is very adequate. Granted, red laser is highly useful for treating superficial things like cuts and abrasions and things of that nature. Even vitiligo, we've had great success using for people who have lost pigmentation within their skin by using these laser settings. Infrared lasers, have different frequency settings, and the human regenerative setting is something, if you look it up, is between 635 nanometers. And some of these lasers that they're talking about to deal with these things are around 800 nanometers, and they penetrate far deeper. And according to the people that are using this for neuropathy, those are the ones that can go deep into the tissue to heal this. But in our experience, the ones that get in about an eighth of an inch are adequate enough to increase circulatory patterns to make things happen. So how do these things work? Now, we could spend actually about 5 hours, you know, doing, and when I go out and teach, I teach doctors the differences of the lasers and their applications and so forth. But I want you to understand that, one, these have been around for a long time. Two, there are a lot of guys out there that really understand them and understand them well. So let's divide it up into what happens, okay? Infrared laser treatment helps reduce pain. Yes, absolutely it does. It can decrease inflammatory response. Yes, it does. It can cause muscles and ligaments to begin to heal, and it does all of that. But what do we want with a patient who has neuropathic degenerative pain? We want to be able to heal it, and to do that, we've got to increase microcirculation within the red blood cells that are going to the tissue. We have to increase something called nitric oxide formation, which, oh, by the way, is what you're supposed to have in your heart. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, you would take coenzyme Q10 to help the mitochondria. So all of these things are linked together. So when you're using these lasers, you know, we're enhancing the flow of blood through the venous system. That's a return circulation, the lymphatic return from the area. That's where all the garbage and the waste builds up, and increase oxygenation, you know, to those tissues. We want to get more oxygen into the area. So we're stimulating these carrier molecules. They're called hemoglobin. And as the hemoglobin molecule gets into the tissue, it's dumping off oxygen at the treatment site. So we're stimulating that to make sure that it takes place. But in addition to that, to make that work properly, the laser has to have the juice, if you will, behind it. And there's certain types of B12 and folate, the coenzyme Q10 that we talked about, other oxygenating carriers to make this take place. And then over time, what you're looking at is you're looking to stimulate deep inside the mitochondria, these little energy packs that make everything work. They're concentrated in your heart and your brain and nervous system and so forth. Don't worry about what this word is, but it's called cytochrome oxidase enzyme, and it's inside the cells of the mitochondria. And there's really only one key to all of this, and we're trying to regenerate neurological aspects of damaged nerves. And we're carrying this light beam into the area, and it's going to stimulate oxygen. It's going to get rid of all the junk that's in there through the lymphatic system. It's going to pull things out through the venous supply. And the whole idea is to increase the oxygen uptake and what's called the respiratory chain, meaning exchange of oxygen and CO2 within these little cells we just talked about called the mitochondria, the little energy packs, and increase energy so it can heal. So you've got damage that takes place. Now, heavy lasers, by the way, many of you have gone out to your, you know, and had your, you know, different types of hair removal done, and you've had spots removed on your head. And so those are different kinds of lasers. And you can't use those lasers on this type. Even tattoo removal, you know, are used with laser therapies. And they get in and they cut or they ablate the tissue. And it's not the same thing that we're talking about. Here we're talking about stimulating circulatory, microcirculatory patterns within the tissue to increase healing through increased oxygen and removal of waste through the system, and also making sure that you are getting everything you need. And here's the key. If you keep doing the same garbage that you're doing that brought it about the first place, it ain't going away permanently. You're going to have a problem that's going to continue to come back. So we're going to talk about a little bit more about that as we go into the program, but I'd like to talk to you and answer your questions on this subject, because there's a lot of people asking me questions outside, so I know you have questions as well. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Give me a call. We're coming up to a break. It'll be quick. We'll be back in a short time after that. We're talking about neuropathic pain. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about what causes it, not just diabetes. I think you're going to be very, very surprised that your good old doc may be causing it. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Again, I want to thank all of you who took the time to come out. There was about 50 of us that had a little, you know, meet and greet last week at the Roselle Center for Healing. We had some fun. It was great. And looking forward to serving you with information and application as best we possibly can for as long as we possibly can. We're talking about neuropathic pain. And I'm doing the program today simply because I've had so many people ask me about, hey, doc, does this, you know, this stuff work with laser intervention? And, you know, the thing with it is that we've been using lasers for probably 17 years. And you really need to understand that, in fact, they do have significant impact in it, but there has to be the right application. And if you don't do that, if you don't make sure that you stop the why, the reason that it showed up to begin with, then you got a problem. So here's the deal. Lasers work. They do all kinds of things. They stimulate healing process. They increase oxygenation to the cell tissue. They remove waste and garbage. They have to be done at a very specific frequency. There are many types of laser therapies out there. And when we're talking about neuropathic pain, there's a lot of reasons that the nerves are damaged, and they're not just because you bumped your big toe. Obviously, one of the most prevalent is diabetic neuropathy, and you're damaging and destroying your tissue. But there's many other things that cause neuropathic problems as well. And what are we talking about? We're talking about things like taking a statin drug, you know, those things that lower your cholesterol. They can potentially destroy your nerve roots. Antibiotics, they're like a plague. And, you know, there are studies that are out there, and some of them lasted over 5 years in looking at thousands of people. And they end up sometimes with debilitating multifocus neuropathy. That means many different areas. Fibromyalgia can come about as a result of taking antimicrobials. Chronic fatigue patterns, your gut, your intestinal tract can be ripped up, heart problems and so forth. And, you know, these are things that you can look up yourself and you can check it out and you can find where all this nonsense started, but they are destroying bodies. One of the worst, when I said antibiotics, some of the worst medications are Cipro and Levaquin and other fluoroquinone type of antibiotics. That's a group of drugs that are very destructive to the body. And long-term reactions like this, you lose neuropathic sensations and increase in pain. The reactions are acute, they're severe, they're frightening, they can disable you. Why put up with that when you do your homework? That's the whole thing. Understand what you're getting into and why you end up with these pain patterns that just don't want to go away. You have to really understand, you know, years ago we had this anthrax scare, right? And you may recall that, you know, the drug of choice at that point was Cipro. And all of a sudden, you know, this was the media, Fifth Avenue Marketing said, here's this miracle cure for anthrax. Well, the drug became a household acknowledged word overnight, so to speak. And guess who was making a lot of money at $7 per pill? Yeah. The drug companies, right? So Cipro, also known, by the way, its full name is ciproflaxin. You know, it's actually been around forever. It's been around since 1983. And it was used for a lot of different things, but it also was known to have some of the worst side effects ever. Cipro prescriptions exceeded something like 280 million. We're talking about prescriptions. You do the math. Times $7 per tablet that's in there, and you're talking about a huge industry. So, you know, the fluoroquinones, this group of drugs, has enough of a grim history to warrant, you know, putting up skull and crossbones. Like, don't do it, right? But they keep writing this stuff, and most of the time they don't work. The most likely the toxicity of these drugs are, you know, it should contain a label that says highly toxic poison to the body. And it is. Just, you know, check it out, see what it says. I think you're going to be very, very surprised. However, you know, Cipro, Levaquin, there's another one called Floxin, and I think, if I remember, Avalox. They're prescribed for a variety of infections, both major and minor stuff. They're not held back for the last line of defense. They're using as first line, and it's not a good thing. So now you got bladder problems and all kinds of things that are coming with devastating results. It's unfortunate. And one of the biggest problems that we're talking about is this reaction of neuropathic pain that doesn't go away, and it gets progressively worse. And unfortunately, it can end up being permanent regardless of what you're using, no matter what. I want to take you through the weeds today, and we're going to show you what can be done, and I want to hold your hand a little bit, because unfortunately, we have a whole lot of idiopathic and iatrogenic disease. What do I mean by that? Idiopathic, we don't know. Iatrogenic, physician-induced, and environment-induced, and all the things that we have. So we're going to talk about coming back. There's calls coming up on the board. I will take your phone calls. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's make it happen. Let's get you in the right track so you understand what really can be done. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You listen to Dr. Tom Rozell live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. That's if the Redskins aren't playing in town, and then it's on Saturdays at 4 o'clock, but only for a few more weeks. And then we're back to normal at 12 high, and, you know, we're always here. But by the way, you can always find me, right? Go to RozellCare.com, RozellCare.com, and go to the bottom and send me a note. It's HIPAA. Secure, so anything that you say, do, or send me is one that will not go anywhere. Yeah, got to make sure that happens, right? Talking about what? We're talking about peripheral neuropathic pain due to many different things, from antibiotic therapies to statins to diabetic syndrome to even the ugliness of drugs that actually destroy it from cancer treatment. Not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. I'm going to take one more call, and then we're going to kind of round this up for you a little bit. Robin, thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have worked in the field of vitamins and minerals, and I do appreciate the fact there's no silver bullet. But we have had the opportunity to suggest the alpha-lipoic acid to help reverse neuropathy, and even a few doctors have said...
Robin, I can't let you make a commercial out of this. I'm sorry. You know, there are things, if you have a question, I'm more than happy to talk to you about certain things. I'm more than happy to answer your questions and tell you specifically what works based on the literature. But I cannot allow anyone to do an infomercial on their products or things that they're doing. We can talk about your conditions specifically. I can talk about things that you want to know. I can put you in the direction. I don't promote any one company over another. So we have to talk about very specific things. I'm very sorry that I had to cut you short. We're talking about peripheral neuropathic pain today. We're talking about things that can cause any of these conditions. And we started out by talking about low-energy light laser and how they affect these conditions. Do low-energy light laser protocols work in many conditions? Yes, they do. But the problem exists that if you don't change the underlying process, it's going to come back, or it's not going to be completely resolved, or it'll be temporarily resolved. So when you're dealing with neuropathic problems from any of these things we're talking about, you have to make sure that you're dealing with everything. So laser therapy does work, and it can control pain, best combined with acupuncture and nutritional protocols. Once you do that, you begin to see things turn around. And by the way, when people have had bariatric surgery, you know, when they cut the stomach, you end up with high levels of potential pain patterns, neuropathic pain. Huge studies done out of Mayo Clinic and one out of Harvard showed that bariatric surgery caused neuropathic problems simply because of nutritional deficiencies. You know, once your stomach is gone, you can't absorb anything. Because you need, and we talked about last week at the office, in GERD problems, gastric esophageal reflux disease, the problem is that now you produce no hydrochloric acid, you don't produce any of the other things that are necessary for you to absorb these products, and you end up with damage, and you can't reverse that damage unless you're doing very, very specific things. You know, this is the type of topic I could sit here for the next 2-3 hours with you, and we could talk about the different nutrient bases, and there are a lot that will support that, but they have to be specific for you. Unfortunately, we've come up to that witching point of the program. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Love you all.